Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. Our guest today is Brian Stickle, the marketing director at the Knoxville Raceway. Brian, we're already underway in the 360 Nationals, and the big 51st annual Goodyear Knoxville Nationals are next weekend. Can you talk a little bit about what this week entails for you guys here at the Raceway and overall for the community?
Yes. You know, as always, it's great to be here. You know, the 21st Arnold Motor Supply 360 Knoxville Nationals kicks off what is 10 days of some of the best sprint car open wheel dirt track racing in the world. And this event this week is no exception. I mean, some of the most competitive wheel-to-wheel racing happens with these 360 cars. And it's all part of the Cox Metal Design and Fabrication Iowa Speed Weeks, in which we award the Jesse Hockett Mr. Sprint Car Award at the end of the night to the driver who competes, who gains the most points through all these events, including the 360 Knoxville Nationals, the 410 Nationals, and as well as the events over in Oskaloosa. And last year, it was Sammy Swindell who was victorious, and I'd say he's probably got a pretty good shot at it this year too. But, you know, we thank the county in general for gearing up and welcoming all our fans that actually started to come in last weekend, and now they're really starting to pour in, and just from early this week to the end of next week, we just get more and more people in within the community, within the county, and within surrounding counties as well. So, you know, tens of thousands of people come in and enjoy Marion County and what it has to offer, and we're more than happy to have them here.
All right, and so when you guys start planning for this, I mean, you have a whole season of racing to deal with. When do you really start planning for the big Nationals event, though? Right after the other one finishes?
We're actually planning for next year right now. So, you know, we take what we learn each year and try to apply that to next year to make the experience as good as it can be for both the spectators as well as the businesses and residents here in town. You know, we want everybody to have a positive experience from the events we bring here to the Knoxville Raceway. And, you know, everybody's good in cooperating, and I think the economic impact is certainly significant on these events. So we're planning next year on how can we improve, what can we do better, how can shuttles maybe work better, how can we get more people to spend more money right here in Marion County.
And what have you done this year to improve already from last year?
Well, the shuttle service, as I mentioned, I think is going to be improved. This year we'll have Featherlight trailers. They've stepped up and become a partner, and where last year we had two big charter buses, they weren't as inviting as maybe these open-air shuttles will be, and thanks to Featherlight, we'll have those and more of them, so time between stops should be shorter. We're anticipating between 12 and a half and 6 minutes per shuttle, so you won't have to wait very long at any one station. Those begin at noon each day, 9 a.m. on Saturday next week, not this week. So that, you know, the pageantry, you know, we'll have floats at intermission. We try and bring drivers up during the intermission for the 360 Nationals, and drivers, you know, top-level drivers, so people can get autographs, and then hopefully after the races go back down in the pits and see them again and congratulate them on their success that night. So things like that, you know, our expo is virtually full. We have all kinds of diverse companies. You know, we have Losi, radio-controlled cars back in the show barns. You know, we have jewelry vendors, we have food vendors, we have driver t-shirt vendors, we have corn stove manufacturers here. We have the Richard Petty driving experience here on site, you know, giving away certain things. We have Steve King Foundation where people can sign up to win a free ride in a two-seater sprint car on one of the nights of the Nationals. So there's all kinds of cool stuff people can do and experience, and we invite them all out.
And to be clear, this expo doesn't cost anything to get into the expo, right? It's only getting into the racetrack itself?
Correct, yeah. The expo is basically behind the main grandstands there, just to the south of the track, and you know, it's open from noon every day through the races, or until races start at about 8 o'clock, and it's free to come and experience all that.
How does a racetrack like Knoxville Raceway in little Knoxville, Iowa, become this important in the lore of sprint car racing and the lore of racing in general?
Well, I think it's a combination of many things, one of which is the open welcome arms of the community. You know, when people come here and when you go throughout the country talking about Knoxville Raceway, you hear fans who have been here say the people are just so great. So I think that plays a huge role. You know, the racing is always competitive, and we've always put the emphasis on good quality racing, good entertainment, and, you know, we'll spare no effort to make sure that happens. So the track's always prepared, the purses are always excellent, and then that helps keep the sport strong. So that all combined and a lot of hard work by a lot of different people make it what it is.
And what is the purse this year?
The purse is for the 360 Nationals is just over $100,000, and then the purse for the 410 Nationals is $1,060,000.
That's a lot of dough. That'll bring out all the top drivers. Who are we looking at this year coming in?
Well, for the 360 Nationals, you know, Shane Stewart is pretty strong and has been strong all year, and of course last year's winner. You know, Sammy Swindell, you know, you've got all kinds of drivers. Terry McCarl, you know, he's won it twice. Billy Alley's here, he's won it. Dennis Moore Jr., you know, up until earlier this year, his only two wins were the 360 Knoxville Nationals. So he comes on strong in the 360s. And then, of course, the 410s, you know, who could have asked for a better finish last year with Tim Schaefer pulling that off? But, you know, Donnie Schatz will be gunning for him. You know, Kinzer wants that one more win before the end. And Sammy, he's going to be hot and hard to beat just because he wants that second win. So who knows? You know, you got the World of Outlaw champion from last year, Jason Myers, who, you know, if guys win the Knoxville Nationals, that's something that's a trophy they cherish forever. And everybody pulls out all the stops to try and make that happen.
Anything else you want to add? Or?
Well, just come on out and see us. You know, we have live music in the afternoon next week at 4 o'clock in the expo area. And then, of course, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday after the races at the pit gates. Tickets are still available. And come on out and have some fun.
And just to be clear, those expo events start Wednesday, correct?
They do. We do have an expo, of course, this week. Fewer vendors, but, you know, some good T-shirt vendors and things. And then people can come on out and check it out and get a taste of what's up for next week.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Brian. That's our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville, Brian Stickle, the Director of Marketing at Knoxville Raceway. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.